Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Midweek Takeaway. Today we're joined by Peter Krugel, CEO of Mast Energy Developments. Welcome back, Peter.
Hi, Phil. Hi, Kevin. Thank you for having me back.
Yeah, I mean, we just saw news that Mast reported record high electricity sale prices of £160 per megawatt hour for December 2024, significantly outperforming the market average of £91 per megawatt hour. Preliminary December trading revenue stands at £77,000, with total revenue for the 6 months to December reaching £424,000. Plybridge flexible power asset, now fully operational at 5.4 megawatts after refurbishing a second genset, has doubled its capacity, benefiting from elevated electricity prices due to low wind generation. Peter, you highlighted the company's strategic growth capital partnership with Powertree and Riverfort to achieve its 300 plus megawatt portfolio target, cementing Mast's position as a leader in UK flexible power generation. Does it finally feel like MED is gaining some traction with these recent revenue results, Peter?
Yes, Phil, that's exactly right. And it does. I think we've made very good progress during 2024. You know, we're starting off the new year on a very positive note. You know, looking back at the start of the refurbishment program at Pyebridge in July 2024, we were very optimistic. But I mean, the results are in now and has proven that the refurbishment program has been successful, with the second genset being in commercial operation and that refurbishment successfully completed. We've got 5.4 megawatts in optimal commercial production. And, you know, the numbers for 2024, the 6 month numbers since the start of the refurbishment program, is very positive. It's in line with our expectation. It gives us a very good indication of what we can expect for 2025 based on the almost doubling of the generation capacity. And, It just solidifies the way forward for us and to continue to build out our portfolio.
Absolutely. And presumably you'll be working hard on getting the third gen set through the, you know, the basically the restructuring and getting it all put into service.
Yes, that's correct. So we need to complete the process at Pyebridge with refurbishment of the third and final gen set, which is in process. And once that's done, Pyebridge is going to be completely sorted out and running at full capacity.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, we've touted this figure before, this 300 plus megawatt, you know, the portfolio target, which obviously seems quite ambitious right now. But how will these you know, new partnerships with the growth capital, you know, Powertree, Riverfort, enable you to achieve this 300 plus megawatts going forward?
Yes, and that's why those partnerships are so important, Phil, and why we've worked very hard to get those partnerships in place. So both the partnership with Riverfort and you know, Riverfort having been instrumental and continuing to be instrumental in what we're doing at the moment, and you know, specifically Pyebridge being our proven test case now, you know, so that on the one hand, but that being supplemented now by the new growth capital partnership with Powertree. Powertree being a joint venture between Power Balancing Services and Powertree, you know, leaders in the energy industry in the UK, you know, and the fact that they are willing to partner with us, with Mast, is testament, you know, that we've got the right assets at the right time to attract these quality partners. And to answer your question, you know, those partnerships will enable us to fast track and expedite our process to get to the 300 megawatts, predominantly by way of funding support. You know, both of those businesses are very supportive of what we do. They understand our business model completely. They understand the funding requirements, and both of those businesses will support Mast across the board, but specifically on the funding side of things.
Very good. So, Peter, just give people a background of who don't know the Mast story of what has happened in the last 4 or 5 months to take the business up. From, I mean, we were joking about it, but you were in a very difficult situation 4, 5, 6 months ago to now where, you know, based on you getting the three gen sets sorted out in Pyebridge and obviously only one more to go at £24,000 per megawatt per month, you are looking at generating in excess £2 million at Pyebridge. So yeah, just give people an idea of where it's come from and where it's going to go. This is only 8.1 megawatts, and you're aiming for 300, which would make this an enormous company. So how are you going to do this?
Yes, I think it's good to look at the past 6 months, Kevin, and you know, starting off kind of in the middle of last year, we were in a challenging situation, you know, for various reasons, you know, most of that historic. But you know, what we did is we partnered with Riverford to enter into a facility agreement at the Prybridge level, at the SPV level, where Riverford fully funded the refurbishment program at Pyebridge. You know, we then ensued to execute that refurbishment program, which we've now successfully done on two of the three gen sets. I mean, the numbers speak for themselves. It's very positive and in line with expectation. And I think all of that just solidifies the way forward, you know, to get to the 300 megawatts. And to get there, I think the first thing we had to do is to prove the business model with Pyebridge, which we've done. And now that that's done, you know, we're going to move forward at some pace to grow the portfolio by way of new acquisitions, similar to Pyebridge, so we can apply the lessons learned there and the economies of scale and the efficiencies from that, and also to develop our shovel-ready sites, our greenfield sites, which we've done now with our new partnership with Powertree. So they've already committed to fully fund Hendlip Lane as their first project in the partnership between us and them. And I think, you know, the principle which we're going to base the growth story on is we've got Pyebridge, that's 8.1 megawatts. If we can double that and double again, et cetera, you know, every few months, it's just a function of mathematics to get to the 300 megawatts fairly quickly from there.
Yeah, so I mean, you're looking at if you go from 8 to 16, which is hopefully the next move, then some of this other stuff that you're developing will come on maybe later in 2025, in terms of building and stuff like that. But hopefully, there's going to be some sort of progress with the deals that you've got with Riverford, which will allow you to purchase stuff that's already going. And then you're talking about going from 16 to 32. So how many doubles do you think you can do this year? I mean, do you think you can get to 64 megawatts, 128 megawatts? What do you think is possible in 2025? And I know you're not supposed to answer that question, but have a go anyway.
Yeah, so our planning is based on, you know, growing the portfolio as quickly as possible. You know, that's what it's all going to come down to. So, you know, we're moving at some pace already. You know, we've got a pipeline of projects already on the table, some at an advanced stage. You know, so we expect to take a next step in that regard fairly soon. I mean, that's not new news. We've been saying that for a while. So I think we're now at a stage where that is going to happen. And, you know, depending on a few factors, you know, at the end of 2025, we want the portfolio of megawatts in production as large as possible. The market is very active at the moment. We're seeing good movement on the transaction side. Obviously, the elevated electricity prices and demand for flexible generation is supporting that. So all of that is playing in our favor. So I think the market is right. You know, we are at the right time doing the right things to really move forward now.
And how is that electricity market impacting your bottom line? I mean, you said in the RNS that obviously the wind hasn't been blowing, so this has meant that the generation price has gone skyrocketing, basically. So how is that impacting your Pyebridge?
We're seeing some of the highest electricity prices, you know, for quite a few years, predominantly being the result of extended periods of low wind. The recent cold snap in January has added to that and driven the price to £1,000 per megawatt hour, which we haven't seen since the Ukraine energy crisis a few years ago. And, you know, apart from an increase in sales price, you know, which obviously benefits us by the generation that we're selling, we're also seeing an increase in demand because if the wind doesn't blow and a very big portion of the GB energy mix comes from wind generation, then we have to step in and fill that gap in order to keep the lights on. And January has been a very good practical example of that. If it hasn't been for flexible generation such as Pyebridge, the UK would have definitely seen blackouts
I
because
just
we're
want
there. Yeah.
to, yeah. I just want to raise a point on that as well that came across. Obviously, we saw that we've had a very cold, long cold snap in Britain, which obviously led to, a significant depletion of those gas storage levels. And I think Centrica looked at them and said that effectively, we're around about half full, which equates to about, about a week's supply. But I guess just wanting to highlight this situation really, the critical role of these gas peaking stations and plants, such as those obviously operated by Mast, is it just ensures energy security during the peak periods of high demand. And I guess gas peaking plants, just for listeners again, they're designed to provide additional power during peak usage times, effectively bridging the gap, when renewable sources like wind, as you just said, and solar are insufficient. So just add a little bit of color to that statement, please, Peter.
Yes, that's exactly right, Phil. So flexible generation power plants such as Powerbridge is not designed or intended to run 24/7. We can, but our main purpose is to step in and fill the gap in either an increase in demand or a shortfall in supply. And sometimes it's both. So typically when there's low wind, and especially extended periods of low wind, coupled with, let's say, a cold snap, as we've seen in January, that's kind of a double whammy where there's on both fronts critical need for additional energy supply, and that's when we step in and supply to the grid in order to stabilize the grid and base load and to avoid blackouts.
Very good. Well, we look forward to future announcements. I mean, are you anticipating that there's going to be significantly more than 24,000 pounds per megawatt in January then, if these figures last?
Yes, we expect a very good month for January based on what we've seen thus far, extended periods of low wind generation as well as the cold snap. But depending on how the rest of the month goes, we're certainly expecting a very good month. And that's also going to be increased by the fact that we now have 5.4 megawatts in production as opposed to the circa 2.7 for most of 2024. So yes, looking forward to a good January. As well as 2025.
And when can we expect that Pybridge will be at 8.1?
At the moment, looking at timelines, Kevin, we're looking at Q1 of this year. So depending on a few factors, it might be a bit sooner, but yes, Q1 is the target at this stage.
So by the end of March, you will have 8.1 turnover based on your 24,000 is somewhere in the region of 2.3 to 2.4 million pounds for Pybridge, and you're still working on a 30% profit margin on that.
Yes, that is the expectation.
Okay, let's hope that comes. And then if you multiply that by 60, you can get to 300 megawatts, then yeah, you're taking us out for lunch.
It'll be my pleasure, Kevin.
Indeed.
Okay, well, on that note, we'll say Peter Krugel, CEO of Mast Energy Developments. Thanks very much for appearing on the podcast.
Thank you, Phil. Thank you, Kevin.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.